Thank God for all the good songs to him today, and Bruce for singing from your heart. That was lifted us to praise God along with you. Thank you very much. That last verse that Bill read from the scripture just hit me. They were afraid, and so they didn't say anything to anyone. I thought, boy, that's how you feel sometimes as a preacher. You know, you get up to preach a sermon, and you're afraid, so you don't say anything. That wouldn't be a bad sermon to pass on. But Jesus is risen, and so Paul would say, and every believer, I think, says, Christ's love compels us. So we want to say what's true about Christ and what he means to us. The Bible says, for what I received, I passed on to you as of first importance. So what's the first importance? A lot of things are competing in our hearts for first importance. Well, God's word says, first importance, Christ died for our sins, according to the scriptures. So there's forgiveness available. He was buried, and he rose from the dead on the third day, according to the scriptures. And he appeared first to a small group of witnesses. There were five at first sunrise who went to the empty tomb, three gals and two disciples, and they looked. They saw the empty tomb. Jesus was able to greet a few, but some would hear later. First to five, and then to 12. He appeared to 12 and Peter. And then he appeared to more than 500 at the same time. So right off the bat, right after Jesus rises from the dead, so many people's lives were changed. Okay, more than 500. And it's been rolling ever since. And you and I can be a part of lives changed from the risen Christ. And some people say that springtime is a reminder of Jesus rising from the dead because everything shoots full of life. See some trees blossoming right outside the church here. Flowers start to grow again. Birds start to sing again. People stop hibernating from wintertime. I get more energy come spring than winter. But and that's fine because creation does bear witness to God. So we could say some of the things about creation reminds us that Jesus rose from the dead. But more than creation coming to life, changed lives are the biggest evidence that Jesus really rose from the dead. Changed lives. And you think of those 500 plus, and you and I can be included in that list by the grace of God. That's the real evidence, besides the empty tomb. The people going from not believing to believing. Jesus is really alive. That God calls us to have that happen in our heart. Not believing, not following, to really believing and really following. That's what happened to these disciples right off the bat. The gospel says, go and tell Christ's disciples and Peter, he is risen. So the news is for you and I today. And those disciples weren't following Jesus at this point. They had him dead and buried. Their hopes were gone. But God still had a plan. Jesus would be alive for them. All the folks who saw Christ after the resurrection had their lives radically changed by him. Because the Lord was real. He rose bodily. He was the living Lord. So if Jesus rises from the dead, you and I have to come to grips with him. If he really rose from the dead, you and I have to agree with everything Christ said. Because that's the authority of life. He shows he has authority over life and death. He rose from the dead. So everything that Jesus said, you and I have to agree with. If Jesus didn't rise from the dead, we don't really have much concern about what he said. We could take it or leave it. Because he's just one teacher among many. But right from the beginning, Jesus gives people an all-or-nothing choice about himself. He said, you could follow me and believe everything I have to say, or you cannot believe. Don't believe anything I have to say. And that's a choice that goes on within each one of our hearts that God calls us to. Remember, the evidence that he's risen is changed lives. And we can say, is Jesus changing my life as a risen Savior, and your life? That's a question the Lord wants us to ask ourselves. Those disciples They were going in one direction. They lost faith, did not believe. All of a sudden, they were going in another direction when they met the risen Christ. Yeah, we do believe. Yeah, we are going to follow with God's help. And just to share some stories today of lives that are changed that I think can motivate us to say, Lord, the living Lord Jesus, change us, make our lives an evidence that you are alive today. And might God inspire and comfort you. A true story about an English teacher, very intelligent man, who suffered with severe migraine headaches. And they were very debilitating to him. Couldn't think, couldn't teach as he wanted to teach. And he tried a number of things. They just didn't work. He was a skeptic. He hardly believed in God, but he was forced, almost in his own words, out of necessity, to cry out to Christ for help. He said, prayer was pretty much, Jesus, if you're real, would you please help me in some manner? And in his own words, he said, I never thought of the possibility of real contact, person to person, with Christ. Didn't think that was possible. And yet he said, when he prayed in his despair and brokenness and pain, he said, in his own words, Christ came to me and invaded my life. Christ came to me and invaded my life. As if God would say, that's it, I'm taking over. He began to give him a new direction. His migraine headaches didn't go away. He still had real pain in the real world to deal with. But now he knew the Lord of all. And that was a great comfort to his soul and a redirection of everything he looked at. He even looked at his migraine headaches differently. Because now he had person-to-person contact with a living Lord. That's what Jesus comes to do for us. The story of change life number one. Change life number two, lead singer of the music group U2. The name of the group is U2. Some of you may have the albums or CDs or cassettes. I guess they've been singing since the 1980s. And the lead singer is known by the name of Bono. I don't know what his first or last name, but everybody, that's him, the lead singer. Well, he became a committed Christian sometime in his life. He does relief work for those in Africa who are fighting AIDS. And so this is part of his testimony, what he said when he thought about Jesus changing lives. He says, everybody likes Jesus, and Jesus is cool with everybody as long as we say he's a teacher. If he's a teacher, he'll fit in with the rest of our teachers, Confucius, Buddha, my favorite teacher, and Jesus. Okay, he'll just fit in with the life that we have chosen. Or if we say Jesus is a prophet, that's okay for him to be a prophet. Moses was a prophet. Muhammad's a prophet. We'll take another prophet. It's no big threat. No big deal. But the singer said this. As soon as Jesus uses the M word, everything changes. And the M word is Messiah. Because if Jesus is Messiah, if he's God's son, then it's an all or nothing choice about him. To choose all for him is to say, yeah, he's the Messiah, and I surrender my life to him, and he deserves number one allegiance by far of anything that else is going on in my heart. That's the all choice. The nothing choice is, I'm not sure about him. Maybe he just exaggerated about himself. You know, you take another good person like Billy Graham or formerly Mother Teresa when she was alive. What if they got up and said, oh, I did these good things. But by the way, I'm the Messiah. I'm God come in the flesh over here. Hey, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. People would look at them and say, oh, boy, we don't want to follow you anymore. Jesus said that about himself. So in Bono's testimony, he said, we have a choice with Jesus. It's all or nothing. He's God. We've seen him. We've seen the Father. Or he's an imposter. He used the word. He said, Jesus wasn't thinking right. about himself. But you have to ask your question, would all these lives be changed by somebody who was just deluded about themselves? Verse 5, and then 12, and then more than 500, and then millions, and supposedly around the world today, a billion would say, Jesus is my Lord. Yeah, he's all. He's not nothing. He's all. So Jesus, the testimony Jesus has about himself forces you and I into that all or nothing choice. Never in the Gospels did Jesus say, I invite you, if you're half-hearted, to come and follow me. He never said that at all. Didn't give us that luxury. He never said, you know, if you just want to be curious about me and check me out a little bit here and there, you know, hang around and maybe, you know, you'll like the atmosphere. With Jesus, he was always challenging people. Follow him. Put him before this, put him before that. All the things in life we feel are important. The testimony of a changed life by this singer, and he makes his appeal to us, make the all or nothing choice for Christ. And we in the integrity of our own heart can know if that's true. If he's not all, then he's nothing. Because to treat God, the Son, with indifference or with disrespect would basically be to treat him as nothing, which our hearts would hurt about. We would have the loss about that. So changed lives, number three, are all from the Scripture. Peter, who was cowardly when it came down to really following Christ the way he was called to, cowardly Peter turned into courageous Peter. And so that can happen in our heart. There's not a one of us who's not afraid of something in creation. Sometimes it's our own shadow, or our own self, or the past. Or maybe we're afraid of other people. You know, whatever it is, we get cowardly. Peter changed from cowardly Peter to courageous Peter. Peter only feared God at that point. And how you and I can fear or respect the risen Lord. It could be a change that God would bring about. Changed lives, the best evidence Jesus is really Lord in our hearts. Another changed life, doubting Thomas. I don't know if I could believe Jesus. We're often there. I don't know if I can believe him. Doubting Thomas to believing Thomas. God can give us that help if we need that help. Friday we talked about the violent soldier. Helped kill Jesus, but stopped and said, surely this man was the Son of God. You have a violent heart, an angry heart, can be a heart of belief in Christ. Friday we looked at the guilty, dying, angry thief. You know, that might be what you'd say about your own soul. The only thing I know about my soul emotionally, I'm guilty, I'm angry, and I'm dying. Someone said the philosophy of life many people have, and it's realistic to have without God, is life is hard and then you die. Wow. That was the thief on the cross. Life was hard, and then he was dying. Was there anything else? And Jesus said, he looked to Jesus, said, remember me, Jesus. There was a change. A changed life, the best evidence that Jesus is alive. Is there a change in your heart that God is bringing about? You look at Saul of Tarsus. He was legalistic. He was self-righteous. He was religious. We can say, Paul, we can identify with you. You know, we resemble Saul sometimes, legalistic, self-righteous, religious. He was changed into an apostle of the grace of God. Wow. Now, that could take place in any heart. If you find your heart just, you know, religious and legalistic, you can be a messenger of the grace of God through the risen Christ. He could do that. And the Bible is filled with changed lives as a testimony to the goodness of Christ. So Jesus graciously, up from the grave he arose, invites you and I to make that all or nothing choice. All or nothing choice. By all, let me be clear by what I mean by all. All means more important than family, more important than work, more important than goals, personal goals you may have, more important than hobbies, more important than your schedule, more important than recreation. I shared at the sunrise service, recreation is my thing. There's a place in Oakland that has a big title on the side of a building. It says Center for Creative Play. I wanted to pull in there. Say, make me the president of your club. Center for Creative Play. But to have an all or nothing choice for Jesus means Jesus is above, far and above all those things. Is he so or is he not? He's all or nothing. He doesn't give us any halfway choices in there. Jesus doesn't allow us the option of a halfway committed heart. Doesn't allow us that option. He says, come and follow me. And he's alive. He'll do everything for us that our hearts really yearn for. Forgiveness of sins, peace with God, the ability to follow imperfectly, but certainly headed in the same direction, and more and more appreciating His grace and mercy, which we need so much every day. And as you're here to celebrate Easter and Jesus rising from the dead, know that Jesus would celebrate with you that all or nothing choice about Him. And it's a make me all. Deal with the reality of that truth, because that's the way He is. Make me all. And He'd come and tell us if we had our doubts or just our brokenness and say, well, I can't do this. I've tried to believe in Jesus before and I just fell flat on my face. Join the team. You know, He's sufficient. Pick us up and keep us moving. He would tell the women who were afraid and the disciples who had run and hid. He'd say, go and tell them. He's risen. There's hope for us. He's alive forevermore. We can have the person-to-person contact with the real Savior. He's the light of the world. He's the bread of life. He's the good shepherd. His name is above all names. Might you choose Him today as your all. Let's pray together. Lord Jesus, at your invitation, at the movement of your Spirit, we choose you as Lord of all. We are glad to do so. We embrace the truth of what life really is when we do so. We hurt ourselves, we deny you, and we really never become what you created us to be if we say, well, Lord, you're nothing to us. Might we rejoice and hear the good news that you are risen. You are risen indeed. Make our life a living testimony to how you change lives. Thank you, Lord, that you're committed to doing so in each of our hearts. Might our life be a praise to God, so that by what we say and what we do, we might be shouting the good news. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Might we know you in our hearts today and follow. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.